Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so David, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods.
Oh, he's going right into it, huh?
Yeah.
I was cutting a burrito. He just goes, oh, so, David, so.
I just wanted to, you think of things and then you forget them, and I do that a lot. So I wanted to ask you this question before I forgot. First of all, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I feel pretty good, actually. How do you feel, brother?
I feel really good. Nar,
you don't feel good? Oh, you're doing the Australian.
That's the only thing I know how to do in Australian.
Okay.
Nar.
Australian accent. All right. So, wait, I'm trying. Fuck. I really try to not mix the British and the fucking Aussie accent.
You sound so pressed right now.
Unprofessional. What was my, I had an equation for Australian accent. It's British mixed with Boston. So it's like, you park the car. Wait, you park the car. You fucking park the car.
We've lost so many subscribers.
Glass of water. You get some water. Park the car so I get some water.
Oh.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait. Crocodile. Foster's. Australian for beer. Me mum's car
is filled with COVID.
All right, well, anyways, what the fuck? Why did we start talking about that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, anyways, I wanted to ask you, bro, because I'm flying to Hawaii this week, right?
Ooh.
And you fly there so often, right? How do you deal, how do you deal, because you're tall, like, how are long flights for you?
Let me tell you something. I fucking hate flying because that shit is so painful for me. So not only So until I actually started making some money, I started getting the extra legroom stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And no matter how much money I make, on a 5-hour flight, for me to go first class is a waste of money to me. Mm. I don't care.
Really? Right? Even for the 5 hours?
Well, because the price jump is crazy. It doesn't matter. Even if let's say I had $1 million in my bank, I'm still not paying for that shit. Because...
That's a lie.
Think about it like this.
That's a lie.
It's not! I still have my poor man mentality. It's like... It'll be like $300 for there and back, right?
Yeah.
And then your first class is $1,400. That's $1,100 more. That's 3 times the amount of the price that you would normally pay for.
But only $700 one way, $700 the other way.
Okay, this is how rich people talk. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I can't do it. But the extra legroom helps because it fucks with my back, everything. Mm-hmm. I've seen this guy, all right, in a regular coach-ass seat, curled up in a ball with his fucking feet on the... I get so mad. He goes, you know what? First class coach, same thing.
Well, here's the thing, right? I do definitely. Well, first, okay, before we talk about my flight experience, what did you bring us today?
I got us this delicious. I love breakfast burritos.
I love breakfast burritos.
Breakfast burritos are probably one of my favorite. And I know. They're like, oh, it's just breakfast stuff on a plate that you put in a tortilla. Exactly, you freaking cunt bag. It's delicious.
Yeah, you cunt bag. You cunt, you fucking cunt bag.
There you go.
You sick cunt. You're such a sick cunt, you fucking cunt bag. All right, go ahead.
Chorizo.
Ooh, baby. Now you talking my language, dog.
Steak.
Ooh, at the same damn time?
God damn. Hash brown.
HBs?
And Jess.
Jess.
I'm sorry. You have to have cheese.
I'll take it. No, I do. Can I get a fork? Because this salsa they got smells great.
Yeah, it's a little different. So this place, it's a truck out in Burbank. I can't remember the name right now because I already demolished a burrito this morning because I was so hungry.
Where's it from? Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. You don't remember.
Okay. I don't remember.
I love me a breakfast burrito. I love chorizo. I love you.
Oh. Amazing.
And I'm very hungry. Ooh, that chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love some chorizo in my mouth, dog.
Yes. You hoto.
Ayo. I wonder what is the Spanish equivalent of ayo. Ayo.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, I didn't realize, and I talked about this before, like how funny, you know, saying you love chorizo is like saying, oh, I love wieners. I love wieners.
So,
like,
you guys are so lucky, man, because when growing up for us, everything was gay. Everything. You could literally fuck your girlfriend and be like, gay.
Yeah, I mean, well, dog, it's back now. It's literally back.
Really?
Even though it's like politically incorrect to be like, that's gay. Like, you know, everything is sus.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the fucking glizzies, you know, it's like you literally can't eat a hot dog without someone be like, hey, pause. Because the fucking pause, the rise of the pause is...
The more... Tim knows this. The more somebody is like even jokey homophobic, the gayer I get.
Oh yes, love making people uncomfortable. When I'm shooting with like Wildin' Out people and they always ayo pause, I'm like, no, we don't pause shit, homie. I'm from LA, dog. We don't pause shit. We embrace our innuendo out here, homie.
Bouncing on a dick right now.
I'm fucking secure in my masculinity and my femininity, bitch.
It gets so weird because. Sometimes I think it's a joke, but other times I'm thinking like, oh, this actually makes you uncomfortable. Don't tell me that, because I'm going to do it more now.
Uh-huh.
You know? I'm like, oh, yo, give me a hug. Yo, pause. All right, I'm going to suck your dick now, bro. What's up? Don't tempt me.
But someone put out a TikTok where he's biting into a glizzy, a hot dog, and then, you know, the guy in the passenger seat is like, hey, yo. And he's like, so... You seeing me eat a hot dog makes you think of sucking dick, huh? That's pretty gay if you ask me. I'm just enjoying my hot dog, and you automatically think of me sucking on a penis. That's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay. I agree.
I also agree. I used to say all the time, I'm like, dog, if me doing this automatically makes you picture me sucking on a penis, that's your problem.
Has anybody ever came out to you?
Like, as gay? Or
yeah, as gay.
Or something just, or bi
other
or gay.
Than, other than heterosexual,
like,
yeah.
Came out like, yo, I have a confession to make?
Yeah.
No? We did have a dude that we went to high school with. Everybody knew he was gay. And then one day I ran into him at the mall. He was like, yeah, you know, well, Tim, I'm gay. I'm like, we all knew that, dog.
That has happened to me 3 times in my life where
A couple of people were probably the most flaming. Like, I'm talking about they're literally walking around caught on fire. That's how gay they are, right? And then finally, out of nowhere, I have something to tell you.
Mm.
I'm gay. And then nobody, everybody's in the room's like, all right. Like, bro, like you are literally the gayest person we ever met in our lives. Of course you're gay. It's like, did we ever treat you any differently? It's like, just,
and everyone's like, cool.
Yeah, and then we just move along. Right. This is a funny story. I actually put this in this like small little script that I was writing, but there was my friend's younger brother, right? You know, a lot of like Filipino friends that I've had have a lot of like gay family members. I think they're a little more maybe open sexually. I don't know what that is, but growing up for me, that's what it was.
Mm.
Well, his younger brother, we knew since he was a little kid, he was a little more feminine, so we just assumed that he was gay, right? And then later on, you could tell that he was talking to more boys or whatever, whatnot. And we're like, oh, he's probably gay. So we're playing games this one time, and this is a true story. We're playing games in the living room. His brother comes in. He's about like 14. Comes in and he goes, he steps in front of the game and he turns off the TV. Of course, everybody's mad at this point, right? He looks at us. He goes, I have something to tell you. And I shit you not, hand on his hips, hand out like this, like he's holding a martini glass. You know? And he goes,
and he has a tray full of appetizers.
Yeah, and he goes, I'm gay. And then his brother, I didn't say this, but his brother goes, we know, faggot, move! Turn the fucking TV back on! And then he's like, you ruined my coming out moment. He's like, you've been out, bitch! Fucking don't ever do it! And they start fighting in front of us.
Oh my God.
Because he was like, you're upset because I'm gay. He goes, no, I'm fucking pissed because we're playing fucking games and you turn off the fucking TV.
It's pretty rude.
So that moment, he held that against his brother because he said he ruined his coming out moment. And his brother's argument was like, we know you're gay. I'm pissed because you turned off the fucking game.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
Real quick, let me tell you something that reminded me. Okay, what did you bring us to drink here? What is this?
Oh, we bought us, of course, the Suntory whiskey.
Oh, Suntory.
Suntory. Very affordable, very delicious. I love it very much.
And we're sipping this, yeah?
Sip it.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers
to for you. My dead Korean ancestor when Japan invaded us. There we go.
I'm Australian. Cheers, cunt.
All right.
That's great.
This with the little, yes.
You know what's crazy is whiskey, I am reminded immediately, right, of the first time I tasted whiskey as a youngin' and being like, ugh, yuck. But now, I don't know if I've brainwashed myself, conditioned myself after years of drinking, but I sip this shit and I'm like, yes, I like this.
I didn't I had that experience with a scotch.
Mm.
I mean, no, I like a scotch.
Mm.
Wasn't a big fan of it. Still not that big of a fan of it.
Okay.
It's a little too powerful for me.
Because you're a bitch, dog.
Okay. Well, that was unnecessary. And we'll be right back.
So, Chia does this thing. Speaking of turning off the TV at inappropriate times, Chia has this thing which has its positives and negatives, okay? Me as a person, I need a lot of closure on everything, whether it be I couldn't think of something I was about to tell you, or we had a long conversation, or we had an argument, and I need some type of resolution, all right? Chia, and a lot of other girls from my experience, they don't necessarily need a resolution sometimes to be able to move on, all right? My ex specifically, when she was on her period, would get into a huge argument with me because she was in a mood, and then would chill for like 20 seconds and be like, okay, I'm over it. I'm good. What do you want to eat? And I'd be like, wait, what? Can we talk about what you just said? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm over it. And it would drive me nuts, right? But I had to learn that sometimes she would just be feeling away. And she needs to get it out of her system, and then she was done. But I really, as somebody who needed to feel like, can we talk about what just happened? It would drive me crazy, all right?
Let me tell you something. That shit right there pisses me off.
Yes, dog.
You know why? Because this is the thing I don't like about it. And, you know, everybody has their own opinions about this stuff. You guys deal with it your own way. Because the idea behind that is, listen, I was just feeling a certain way. Let's just get over it. Bitch, you're over it. You ruined my whole fucking day because you were feeling a certain way. And then now, you're fine. I'm not. So let's get some conflict resolution here.
Something.
Because now I'm glad you're okay, but I'm not okay. We used to, this used to always happen where no matter what type of state our relationship was in back in the day for Mario, she could fall asleep whenever.
Mm.
So it would be right before bed, and then she'll go, You know, you did something earlier that really pissed me off. I'm talking about, I'm half asleep. I'm about to go into dream world. And then she wakes me up with this bullshit. And I go, what? She goes, but I'm not ready to talk about it.
Oh my God.
And then she'll knock the fuck out. And I'm sitting there like a three-year-old. You know what? Three-year-old gets hella mad and they just curve their wrist back like they're going to hit him. Like this. <You're> just, I'm up till 6 a.m. And then she'll wake up. Nah, and she goes, I feel a lot better now, but I haven't slept. And my eyes are just, I'm staring at her. I'm like, I haven't slept. She goes, why? Why haven't you slept?
Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, so Chia is not as bad as my ex, or she's not even bad with the shit, right? Because here's the thing. Chia just really doesn't care about stuff. Like, she's like, she doesn't hold on to things long enough, and that's why she's so able to move on, all right? But I say all that to say this. Sometimes, bro, do you watch Family Feud?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how at the end they're playing for Fast Money, right? And so sometimes we'll be watching Family Feud. That's our shit. We watch every night. The second person will be going for Fast Money. They'll have like 12 points to go before they reach 200, right? For the $20,000. Steve will ask the last question. Okay, so you need 12 points. Chi will go, off. Okay, you want to go? And I'm like, what? Wait, what are you doing? She's like, so, okay, what do you want to do? You wanna?
Why?
And I'm like, wait, babe, you don't want to find out who wants? She's like, oh, yeah, okay. And then she'll turn it back on. Of course, it's over by then. And I'm like, how can you do that? She's like, I don't care. She's like, it doesn't affect me. I'm like.
So when she sucks your dick, right? You go, I'm going to come. And she goes, done. And then she knocks out.
Let me tell you something, dog. If that was the case, we wouldn't be together right now.
What is the purpose?
I don't know, man. And I constantly have to be like, babe, no, please, wait. Or like, we'll watch a whole ass movie. And she'll be like, okay, well, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm like, babe, we got to find out what happens to the coach and the players. What do you mean?
You know what Chia is? She's that motherfucker in the movie that has super important information to tell you that just got shot in the chest.
No.
The key is...
No, she's the one that... has super important information, and she bites down on the suicide capsule in her mouth.
You'll never know, Kappa.
But yeah, she does that. I'm like, dude.
She doesn't want to know?
She just feels like it makes no difference to me. She's like, I don't know if they won or not. Well, who cares? I'm like, yeah, I know, but we went through this whole thing. I'm like, why does this not bother you?
There's one thing that I've talked about too. Meryl does it makes me laugh. Let me tell you something. The last time me and Meryl watched a movie together was like 6 years ago.
Okay.
We don't watch movies together.
Why's that? Please tell me.
Because she ruins the experience for me.
How so?
She'll do shit like this. Like, I shit you not. Movie will just start. She goes, 5 minutes in, taps me. Who's that? Bitch, how the fuck do I know? I'm watching the same movie as you.
Interesting.
I'm watching the same movie as you. I don't know. 3 minutes later. Why is he doing that? Okay. If you don't shut the fuck, listen to me. Stop. We'll go into the movie. Why did he do that now?
Really?
Why are you asking as if I created this film? I don't know. I love you. I love you. You are the love of my life, but I will choke you in your sleep. Please don't do this to me.
So here's what's funny, right? Is it's difficult to watch movies with Chia for the opposite reason, dog, because she's one of these... watches a movie and can be, excuse me, vibration phone.
I know, I had it on vibrate, but continue, please.
She's one of those that will put on a movie, like, we'll sit down and watch a movie. Do you need to take that?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm turning my phone on.
We'll sit down and watch a movie, and I'm like, eyes on this shit, right? And then she's like, looking around, like, fucking, like, she's like, okay, I can watch this with you, but can I, like, do my nails while we do this, or can I like go through this? And then I'm like, babe, can you I'm watching the movie, and I'm one of these people that's like, I want to be like, wow, look at the cinematography, look how beautiful this shot is, look at that, it was all in one shot, babe, look how amazing this they filmed this, right? And for her, it's like, as long as she gets the main shit that's going on, she's cool with that.
Is this at home or is this at theater?
This is at home.
Okay, and, home's different.
Well, yeah. I told her, I'm like, since the pandemic started, I was like, wow, we're never going to be able to watch a movie together again because that's the only time you'll actually sit and watch this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now that we watch everything at home, I'm like, well, that was fun while it lasted. I'm never going to be able to actually sit and watch a movie with you again because you just can't focus.
I haven't watched a movie with Meryl in 6 years. I refuse. She goes, you want to watch a movie together? I was like, you want to break up? What's up? Because I can't do it. I'm one of those dudes, though, that I like watching movies without interruption.
Same.
So, like, if I go to a film, I mean, I guess it really depends, right? Because if we're going to the opening day of a Marvel film and people are cheering their heads off, mm-hmm. I should know what to expect. Mm-hmm. That's my fault. Mm-hmm. So I'll guard my expectations. So if I'm watching, I don't know, like a Scorsese film, mm-hmm. then I prefer to go to an empty theater so I don't have to get bothered and shit.
For sure.
But I get sad because ArcLight, there's like only one ArcLight left or something. Oh, it's all gone.
I don't need it. It's okay.
Okay. You grabbed it, but your face looked very disappointed.
I was.
The way you grabbed it, you went. you look so mad at me. You went, but it's okay. I fucking hate you.
It's okay. I squeezed it in my hand.
Oh, you didn't say me any?
It's okay. I'll just have some more whiskey. Okay. Okay, continue. ArcLight.
Yeah, but ArcLight was the best because they have an introduction. They tell you what the film is going to be about. Mm. And then if you turn your phone on, if your phone rings, it vibrates, you get one warning, second warning, you're out.
Really?
They kick you out.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I've seen where people were talking in the film. The guy flashed his light, gave him a warning. He went back. The people waved them off. Security came and took them out.
It was like that?
Yeah, ArcLight's pretty serious.
Damn, I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, so the seats are comfortable. Everybody's there for a film experience. And then, you know, afterwards, they talk, they chat it up. People are cheering and clapping after. But during the film, if you interrupt the film, they kick you out.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's the rules. They let you know that ahead of time.
I love that, but I also love the experience of screaming funny things at a screen when it's not a serious movie. Like, when it's like a bad horror.
Like Along Came Polly.
Or like, okay, for example, Final Destination 3, which is, no, Final Destination 2, which is probably one of the best ones of the whole series, okay? I remember specifically, I was in high school and I was watching and they went to go talk to a girl who they said, you know, she survived the first movie. So they were like asking, he's like, how did you beat it? How'd you beat it? And she's like, what did I beat? And one guy in the theater goes, my meat. So the whole theater starts cracking up. And it was so funny that when I saw it again with other friends, I was like, oh, I'm going to steal this guy's joke. So I fucking waited. I sat there waiting for that scene. What did I beat? I was like, my meat.
And then somebody came out with the laser pointer and ruined your whole joke.
No, then the guy was like, hey, you stole my joke, bitch.
He was watching you. You're George Costanza in Seinfeld, dude. Hey, that's gotta hurt. Everybody's like, yo.
But I you know, but so that's fun, right? But I also really, you know, I like to fucking absorb my movies, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the art of it so much.
When I was at UCR, I was with my buddy Adam, and we went to go watch a movie. I forgot what movie it was, but either way, there was these three dudes that were just fucking talking throughout the film since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And everybody was getting like visibly upset and irritated, but nobody wanted to say anything. And I used to have a really short temper at the time. Mm-hmm. Most likely if they fought me, I probably would have got my ass beat. But I'm just kind of calling their bluff at this point because I'm just so fucking irritated. Mm-hmm. I literally go, shut the fuck up, you virgins. And then the whole theater just starts fucking clapping.
That's great.
And then I guess at that time, when this lady got up, went outside and grabbed security, and they got kicked out because they were fucking being annoying, man. I wanted to fucking fight them. Mm-hmm. I probably would have lost, but who cares, man? I'm a man.
You ain't no bitch.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
They couldn't see me. It was a dark theater.
Yeah, good.
Who said that? Nobody. You don't even know where I'm at, idiot.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, now that we're back, flying is just the original topic. I'm very tiny, and I can get very comfortable in a coach, in a regular bum person, poor person seat if I need to. That's a joke.
No, he's not joking. He was once in first class, and I went all the way to coach, and he started laughing at me. He went, you fat loser.
I mean, that's probably true. But so here's the thing, right? I found this hack because I'm so small. So what I do is I recline my shit back, I tuck my feet over my suitcase into the seat in front of me, and I can literally just and I'm good. I can knock the fuck out. I always make sure I get the right window seat, and so I could just lean this way and I knock the fuck out if need be. A lot of people don't realize that because I would always be vlogging, right? And I'll always get the comments, damn, Tim gets lucky. He always gets the window seat. I'm like, wow, y'all don't know anything. Because
they don't just pick their seats.
If you, I guess a lot of y'all don't fly a lot, but when you, okay, so you can check in for your flight 24 hours before your flight takes off. And also, like, that whole, like, pretty much week leading up to your flight, if you go online and go to your flight, you can choose your seat, guys, ahead of time. You know, if the shit's available, you can just pick your window seat or whatever. So, tip for you. But yeah, man, not gonna lie, after having tasted the occasional first class from, like, you know, shit, when I get booked for something, or what I started doing when I would get booked for a lot of shows, they would book coach, and then I would ask, hey, when I was checking in that morning, is there a first class upgrade? And sometimes when it's last minute like that, the shits would only be like a few hundred dollars for the upgrade. So I'm like, fuck yeah, because my ticket was already paid for, right? So I will always upgrade if I can, because I started two things, right? I know for you, you feel like you got that broke boy mentality, but I also grew up with that broke boy mentality until somebody was like, hey, man, why are you working so hard? You got to remind yourself what you're working for. And I'm like, you fucking right. Let me treat myself, you know? I'm like, why am I working so hard if I can't just, you know, partake in the joys of it a little bit?
The way I partake in my joys, obviously, is with food.
Mm-hmm.
He knows I spare no expense when it comes to food. At all.
First class food is delicious.
I'm saying delicious. I don't know about that.
I've had some fire in first class, dog.
So if I fly internationally, I always do business. Mm. I don't do anything less because my back hurts. Like, it'll be, the last time I flew peasant class was internationally, was when I first went to Japan.
Mm.
And I had back issues for, like, still to this day from that fucking flight.
Mm.
It fucked me up after that, business class only. So I'll be very mindful. Like, if I'm going to Japan, I'm going business class minimum.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's fucking expensive as shit, but when you land, you have a whole day ahead of you because you're not exhausted. You took a fat sleep in a bed in the sky.
Yeah, dog.
And they wake you up. They go, excuse me, Mr. So, would you like dinner? And look at them. I say, don't fucking touch me. All right? I was sleeping. And yes, just put it on my face.
Just pour the whole noodles on my face.
They just open my mouth.
What's crazy is when I flew to, I think it was Singapore. I don't know if it was the altitude or the fucking kind of cup noodles they used, but I woke up from the smell of just
delicious, fragrant cup noodles, right? And I was like, yo. I was like, yeah, can I get a cup of that, please? And man, I don't know what it was. Because they do say your taste buds or something changes, you know, when you're in the air like that. But these were like the best cup noodles I've ever had in my life, dog. And it wasn't nothing fancy. It wasn't no extra meat in there. It was the broth and the noodles. And I was like, God damn it, this is amazing.
Dude, let me tell you something. There's this, when I went to Korea last time, right? Business class as well. So you have your set meals or whatever, but the snacks in between, it was fucking chicken pot pie.
Wow.
I had 6 of them.
Oh my God.
I just kept ordering them and they're like, you know, we'll just give you 2 right now. After I ordered like the first 2, they're like, here's 2 more. Because you're going to order again. Wow. I know you are. Because they were so delicious. And I couldn't stop eating because I had nothing else to do.
Are you a good sleeper on long flights?
I sleep really well. But the problem with me is that, once again, poor man mentality. So I'm thinking like, listen, I'm going to take everything.
Oh, if you're in business class.
Yeah. So I'm trying to stay awake.
Yes.
If I'm tired, I'm like, more alcohol, please.
Yes.
More whiskey. More everything. But then as I drink, I get drunk and I get sleepier.
I have that exact same struggle whenever I upgrade to first class or whatever. I tend to just knock right out. And I'm like, wait, bro, what are you paying for? You could have just knocked out in coach. So I try to, at the very least, get some free alcohol. And, oh, the cookies are mwah, as
well. First thing I do, I sit down. You know what I get myself? I get myself the most expensive alcohol that they have.
Because it's free.
It is fucking free. And also, if you get it before you fly, you get less drunk. Because as you go higher, the elevation's higher, you get drunk way faster.
Oh, and here, you guys might know this, but when you fly internationally, alcohol is usually free when you fly internationally. So it's like, yeah. So, I mean, they might not have the good stuff like they do in business class, but the booze in general are free if you're flying internationally.
You guys know how much like the price differences from like business to first class is pretty fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the first class lounge. I mean, in a couple of planes. I mean, yeah, it's better, but for me, it's not worth it.
Right.
For the price, because all I need is a bed. Yeah. So both of them have beds, and depending on what you fly, they'll have like guarded off, which I don't really need. You know what I mean? Like, I just need to lay down and be comfortable with a lot of space. And those business class seats have a lot of fucking space.
I would like to try that shit one day, though, with the whole fucking booths in there. Oh, it looks
so
amazing.
So I wanted to pay for it. This is what it costs. So our business class tickets, which was pretty expensive at the time for what it was. It was about, we got a decent deal. It was like $2,900.
To Japan?
To Korea, which is actually really cheap.
To Korea, this is for both of y'all or each?
Each.
Ooh, okay.
So about, normally it would be about $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
The first class tickets, $16,000.
Each. God damn.
You would have to pay $32,000 just to fly back and forth first class.
Ooh, okay.
That's crazy.
I would not do that.
Yeah, that is straight up a fucking car, and a nice car at that.
But 5 hours New York to LA, a G, I'm doing that shit.
$1,000, yes. $1,600, I wouldn't do it. Oh, see, you rich guy, you don't know what it's like to be me. All right, you rich guy, you wake up every day in coins and gold coins like DuckTales.
Ooh. For me, I'd be like, the difference. It would depend. It would depend. This time when I'm flying to Hawaii with Rick, it's actually Rick's first time ever going to Hawaii, and I looked up the tickets, you know, like when we first found out that he was coming to Hawaii for this wedding, I was like, hey, dog, first class tickets to Hawaii, right? Did we talk about this already?
Kind of, sort of, maybe, but continue. Who cares?
Yeah. No, we did. Because I remember talking to Robin Couch about it afterwards. But yes, it was fairly cheap for the first class ticket. And I said, Rick, we got to do this shit. And he did it. And we were very excited. And I can't wait.
It's different. The way they talk to you is so different. The moment you go into regular, they talk to you like you're a piece of shit and you're bothering them. And when you're in first class, right there, they talk to you like you're the fucking sultan of something. Excuse me, Mr. Tim.
Mr. Tim. Have I ever told you about my flight going to Australia where I... they thought I was, like, dead?
No. What the fuck?
Okay, so this is one of my first flights to Australia, and I was like, I'm going to be so ready for this fucking 15-hour flight, right? So I stayed up the whole night before, and I timed my, like, I was training my body already to be adjusted to their time, right? So by the time I got on this flight, I was so sleepy.
I might have even taken some NyQuil. I ate. I got on this plane. I got my little, and this was a regular coach seat. I curled up in my little right side window seat, put my hoodie over my face like I do, knocked the fuck out immediately, right? So eventually I wake up. I wake up and there's a little cute white couple next to me. And I'm like, hey guys, can I go pee? And they're like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. I'm like, okay. I go pee. I come back. I'm like, all right, well, let's see. Let me get my laptop out. Maybe get some work done, whatever. And they're like, can we ask you something? And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, how did you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they go, there's an hour left on this flight.
And I was like, what the fuck?
And they're like, we didn't know if you had passed out. We didn't know if you were okay. We were like checking on you. So I had knocked out for like 14 straight hours on this flight.
How do you sleep 14 hours? I would have thought you were dead too.
Dog, I don't know. I've never been able to do it since then. And I've tried. But these people were like shocked.
They were concerned.
They were concerned. They thought they were like next to a dead person on their plane.
Like, oh my God, he's starting to smell. Like, no, I just had cheese. I farted a lot.
Sorry, that's just my fucking, that's the fish sauce on me.
That's just how Thai people smell. Sorry, guys. You slept 14 fucking hours?
Yeah, man, pretty nuts.
The only time I've slept like that, so I sleep an average every night about 4 hours.
Really?
It's hard for me to stay asleep really, really long.
Oh, you're going
to
be great for when you guys start having kids.
Oh, it's easy work for me, dude. Like, I wake up, so it's been like this for a long time, right? And, you know, we did sleep study stuff on me, and apparently, like, it's just how I sleep. My circadian rhythm is fucked up.
Okay.
But the reason why I started to be more mindful about sleeping, I heard that there's a correlation towards, like, Alzheimer's and memory loss if you don't get good sleep.
Mm.
So now I sleep about four to five hours at most. Mm. Before, I was sleeping 2 hours a night for about, like, fucking 15 years.
What's the issue?
Just couldn't fucking sleep. But that's where I would have my best ideas. All my sketches, everything that I've done, written, was all at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? Because you're just getting crazy. You're hallucinating at this point. And you create some of the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
If any sketches that you've enjoyed, I've literally written it at, like, the butt crack of dawn or some shit. Like, it's mm-hmm. really the oddest hours. So I haven't been able to sleep very well at all. So what happened is like, I found out just because I just overthink. Mm-hmm. I'm just constantly thinking about shit. But whenever I left to LA and went home, mom takes care of everything. Food, laundry, whatever. I'm just there to see friends and knock out.
Mm-hmm.
First day I came back, my mom said I slept like almost 16 hours.
That's crazy.
And so she was hella concerned too, but it felt like a blink because it's because I haven't slept in like a year.
Your body just needs to recharge.
Yeah. And so the first day I slept like whatever, 14, 16 hours like you. And the next day I slept like another 12. The day after that, another 13 hours. And
shit.
I just kept sleeping over and over and over and over. And so my mom was like, that's what my mom told me. She was like, you know, you got to slow down because she goes, you're making all this money. And at the time, this is when YouTube was paying a lot. Mm. So you just never missed a video. Mm-hmm. You did every fucking brand deal possible. And she was just like, you know, you make all this money, but you look miserable.
Mm.
She goes, you got to fucking chill.
Yeah.
So that's when I started to realize when I would go to Hawaii and shit, we would go to Hawaii and I would just sleep.
Mm.
I wouldn't do anything in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually didn't know Hawaii very well until the last like 5 or 6 years because I didn't explore.
Mm.
I would go to Hawaii, rent an Airbnb, we would stay in the house, swim at the pool, and just sleep all day.
I mean, that's great too.
Which is great, you know, but you know, if I'm using my vacation time just to just sleep, I could have just done that at home.
But your mind's not gonna let you do that.
I know, because everything's around me.
Yeah.
LA's weird like that. Like, people ask me, like, could you move out of LA? I was like, one of the biggest reasons why I can't. I mean, listen, LA's a weird space. Like, I understand the traffic's really bad. Taxes are fucking ridiculous. Property is really expensive. But when you're in this industry, if you're not motivated to work, you disappear.
Mm.
And when I'm back at home, I'm too relaxed. Mm. When I'm in Hawaii, I'm too relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I need the competitive nature for me to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So far.
No, I totally understand that. A lot of it, all of it. I also, you know, would stay up really late writing some. You know, that's where I feel like my brain is just going. But I had to, you know, consciously tell myself to like stop. And sometimes it's hard. Like I've told you this before. Like the way I get my brain to stop thinking about work and creativity and shit is I start praying, you know, and I start talking to God, because then my focus isn't what I have to do. It's what am I thankful for? Mm. And then so it becomes almost like a counting sheep situation.
Ooh, maybe I should try that.
Where I'm like, first I start off like this. I start off all my prayers like this. I'm like, dear God, first of all, what's up, man? How are you? Because I feel like no one asked him.
Hello, my sinner.
And then I say,
you pray, I'm God.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, what's up, man? How are you?
It's been a long time. What's up?
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say that. But hey, I'm here. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, I mean a really long time. I mean, like, literally, I have no idea who you are. What's your last name?
Here's the thing, God. You know my heart.
Do I?
You do.
It's black.
And I know you do.
It's black and charcoaled.
That's the appropriation that I...
No. Not black in the cool way. not black in the cool, like, everybody wants to be black type of way. I'm talking about charcoal.
Oh, okay. Well, it's this new toothpaste I'm using.
Okay. It's very clean. I made you very funny.
Environmental, yes. Okay. But then I always say, hey, God, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to fall asleep. But I'm like, and I'm sorry about that.
But I expect that out of you. Your faith is weak.
I'm like, no, you made me this way.
I did not make you this way. Satan has been tempting you, and you've been going for the candy.
He tempts me with the poo, not sleep. But so then I was after our initial introduction and comedic banter, I start to list off things that I'm thankful for. You know, thank you that my parents are still healthy. Thank you for opportunities and this and that. And as I kind of go through this list of all the shit I'm grateful for, I just eventually just nod off, you know?
That's a really good technique. I'm going to try that shit.
Yeah.
I feel like when I try to force myself to sleep, I get less sleepier because I'm like, just sleep, you stupid fat fuck.
Exactly. Because what it is your brain is focusing on something else. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But like, so, you know, they'll say that old trick of like counting sheep. And I think that's what it is. It's just like if your brain is just somewhere else where it doesn't take any actual like fucking mental capacity, or you don't have to actually put any thought into your thoughts, you know? Because when I'm counting shit I'm grateful for, you know, it's like I don't have to think about it. I'm like, yes, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this.
Do you want to know something trippy?
Tell me, dog.
So I had to figure, I actually was about to go to the doctor because of something that I thought was a very serious problem.
Mm.
So since April till now, I've lost 21 pounds.
And now you're impotent.
So basically, like, I'm not even fucking lying. So I usually get morning wood every fucking time.
Okay.
The fucking cabinet salutes.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working out a lot more weight training, and I've had to reduce my calories. So I'm in a caloric deficit because now that I lost 21 pounds, it's hard to lose even more.
Mm.
It just gets a little bit harder. You start to plateau.
Because you're not losing your surface fat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still got a lot here and there, but in my face, my legs, everywhere else, like, things are starting to tone up. I'm losing a lot of weight. And my dick wasn't getting hard in the morning. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, this is really where you're going with this.
No, I'm serious.
Oh.
It wouldn't get hard in the morning. So I'm in the morning just trying to beat, like, hey, yeah, wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a little odd. I didn't notice it, but I'm like, oh, I don't have morning wood.
Interesting.
And then call the doctor. He goes, well, listen, like, when you're in a caloric deficit, you're exhausted, you're tired, like, typically your testosterone drops.
Mm-hmm.
So your dick won't get like that all the time.
Right.
But watch if you start, you know, bumping up your calories again, and you're not in a deficit and you're maintaining, it'll come back perfectly fine. So the next day, I was like, you know what? Your boy gonna eat a little bit. I need to make sure this is true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for the next 2 days, I started eating more protein. I started doing all this other shit. And guess what? Your boy said, 안녕하세요.
Oh, and then Mariel's hair was like, bing! Like she just got electrocuted.
She was like, oh my God, I thought you didn't love me anymore.
Well, we're gonna take a look at David's penis and we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You know what's interesting?
Yes, David. So
I'm pretty sure I've said this before on the podcast, but if anybody out there is a fat person and you ever want to be motivated, right? You know, your penis is not the size that it's supposed to be. Mm. There's so much meat absorbing it.
Yeah, that flesh around
the
it.
It's just absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
It just continues to get larger and larger as you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
My penis was already a decent size as it was. Now it's even a little more decent.
Well, you gotta show me now.
I can't.
You guys showing the before and after fucking Jenny Craig dick pic.
I know. It's just going to be me walking and you see my dick just swing like this. Hydroxy cut.
That's what Weight Watchers should use as their main like push, dog. It'll make your dick look bigger.
I'll tell you this, man. No matter what, how much of a... Oh, we should talk about this too. Actually, I wanted to ask you about this.
Mm-hmm.
So recently... Ari Spears got a lot of flack because he posted that thing, you know, making fun of Lizzo, right? Mm-hmm. And I watched that whole clip about him making jokes about Lizzo and how, you know, how women, with, you know, the level of attractiveness that she has because of her size and stuff. And, you know, as a comic, I'm always trying to look at the funny angle and what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
And when I was reading these comments, people were like, well, tell me when he stopped saying something that's not true. And I was reading these comments and I'm like, what is it that bothers me about this?
Mm.
I think the thing that bothered me the most is the fact that, like, you could think that, but why you gotta say it? You know, like, why you gotta press your impersonation or like what you think is beautiful on somebody else? She's not doing that to you.
And that's the thing, right? I agree because first of all, it was like out of nowhere. Literally, like, the interviewer wasn't even like, are you attracted to Lizzo? I was like, hey, I think she makes good music. And he's like, no, I can't because she looks like the poop emoji. It's like,
I was like, ugh.
And it's like, it's not even a good fat joke. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, and that's, I think that was the one of the worst parts about it. It's like, all right, bro, if you're gonna punch down like that, at least be creative with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't a good joke. And he was trying to hide behind the whole, like, they keep telling her she's attractive when she's unhealthy, but it's like, dog, it wasn't a good joke, regardless of your point.
Shit
wasn't funny. If you're gonna insult somebody, be funny, and it wasn't funny. Now look, Ari Spears, I used to love Mad TV.
The Ari Spears is actually one of my favorite stand-up comics.
His impressions are on point,
his setups, everything about him as a stand-up comic is dope. And but for me, like, to watch that was just a little, you know, the joke was really bad.
It just wasn't good.
Yeah, and then on top of that too, it's like, Aries, look at yourself.
I know.
Like, you know, the odd point is just like, what he goes, well, I'm over here, like, you can't say I'm not handsome. No, I could, a lot of people don't think that. But.
And that's what I'm saying too. If that's his argument of like, if that's his defense, like, nah, like, I got swag and I'm handsome. Like, bruh, Lizzo got swag. She's fucking pretty. Like, what are you talking about?
Also too, like, her, when she, you know, she has these songs about her being fat and bigger or whatever, whatnot. I don't think she's ever telling people, like, I'm the healthiest person alive.
Right,
she's just living her fucking life. That's the thing about it. The one thing I feel really bad for her is that she can never just create her shit without somebody talking about how fucking fat she is.
I know.
Like, why can't she just fucking make music and do dope music? If her music was trash, then maybe talk about that. But her music is fucking dope, dude.
Right.
She's so fucking good.
She's really good.
Dude, and you could even go back to when she was, like, either working a part-time job or college, and she's just playing this fucking flute.
The flute is so funny.
It's so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing too. And I think some people would make the argument of like, I just don't want to see her, like, her body on my timeline. But dog, like, she's doing what
every girl does on Instagram.
Exactly. So, it's just not the body type you like.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you got issues with that, you got issues with everybody. It's just like, look, if you don't like seeing a big girl on your timeline, then keep scrolling. Like, that's what it is. That's the thing with everything nowadays. If you don't like this shit, you can keep scrolling, you know? Especially with that, like, you know me, bro. I appreciate all body types.
100%.
100 pounds-o more though than what the normo would like. Oh, I speak for Spanish. Sure.
Exactamundo.
So I can definitely appreciate some Lizzo. You feel me?
Yeah, because he was saying it as if it's like hyper. Like, I know. Listen, I know traditionally, I think most people do like, you know, guys and girls to be more fit, right? That's just how we're geared. But at the same time, the definition of beauty has changed so much. Remember when we were younger, big asses weren't a thing. Like, if you had a fat ass, they would be like, oh, you're fat.
I mean, it was always a thing for me, bro. But
now, for us, but, you know, in general, like in media.
Oh, like in the mainstream. Yes, the mainstream, yes, right? Yes, yes.
But now, like, even you see, now, like, the curvy thing is in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about in Asia. In Asia, it was always about this thigh gap, being super thin and having that gap between your thighs.
Oh, 100%. Girls in Asia still look at girls over here and think they're way too fat.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you know, everybody's definition of beauty is different. And even if we go ahead and people want to go into the scientific thing, it's like, well, you know, we look at other mates as a way to like reproduce. Fine, I get that. I understand that. But you have to understand, like, beauty is something that's hyper subjective.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so subjective. Mm-hmm. What you find beautiful is something I don't find beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to understand, like, looking back at what maybe did Lizzo attacks, you know, health or skin. I was like, what is the purpose of this? I don't understand.
You know, man, sometimes, you know, maybe he was just trying to get a clickbaity moment, dog. Maybe he was just trying to, you know, get some clout, as the kids say. Who knows? Maybe he just thought he was being funny, and it wasn't.
Because he brought something up that was a little irrelevant too. Because he was like, "Well, she's out here showing her ass cheek at NBA games." I'm like, "Those are two different things, though."
Yeah,
I think that's very inappropriate what she did, and I think a lot of people agreed. But that has nothing to do with her being fat.
If she was skinny or fat, it would have been an inappropriate outfit. Yeah, if you think that's inappropriate. Yeah?
Exactly. So it's like you're talking about two different things. Exactly. So you're trying to tear her down about stuff that's outside the subject of something that you said, and I just didn't agree with it. Also, Ari Spears ghosted me on Instagram. So fuck you, guy. I still think you're hilarious. But he ghosted me. He was talking to me on DMs. Mm. I was like, hey, I want you to come on my podcast, because he just started a pod.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, like, my podcast is doing well. I was like, why don't you just come on mine and whatever, whatnot. And he goes, let me check your shit out. Ghosts me. And I'm like, all right.
You know what it is? He saw that you look like a poop emoji.
There it is.
A vanilla poop emoji.
He goes, you look just like Bobby Lee, and I hated that gook.
Did you want some more whiskey or?
Well, we're going to have some wine after.
We are going to have some wine after. Right after. No, we're not taking any breaks. I was going to ask you, there was something else you brought up that I wanted to touch on. Shit. It was just about how I'm glad that you said there is a positive to being in LA and being and feeling like you have to compete, right? Mm-hmm. Because there is a very unhealthy aspect of constantly feeling like you're in competition with people, because then you don't really focus on your own shit. You get very like caught up in the competition. But I love that part of LA where it's like you are surrounded by people who are constantly grinding, and you can choose to either be a hater or you can choose to be inspired by that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, example, King Batch, right? King Batch gets so much work. He's on every fucking Netflix.
Everything,
right? And of course, as somebody who comes up as a peer of his, it would be easy to be like, this motherfucker Batch, man. Like, ugh, how does he get all this work? Blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, he works, you know?
Dude, people don't know, like, yeah, I have a funny story about Batch too. When I first met Batch, this fool lied about his age to me. So, because he's like my age, right? When I first met this fool, he was in a sketch of mine because Wes Good, shout out to Wes Good.
Mm.
He was like, I can't be in your sketch, but I got this guy Batch. He's really hungry. He wants to work. You know, put him in your sketch. I was like, cool, let's do it. Met him. This fool told me he was like 5 years younger than he actually was because he was trying to do the Hollywood.
It's Hollywood shit, dog.
And then later on, I was telling people, like, oh, Batch is super young. He's, like, still in his 20s. They're like, no, he's not. I'm like, what are you talking about? He told me he was this age. He goes, he lied to you. He used to do that when he first came to L.A. He would tell people he was 5 years younger than he actually is, which made sense because I'm like, wait, how did you do all this and you're so young?
Mm.
But he's, like, I heard he's like theatrically, like classically trained, all this other stuff. He does fucking work.
Batch works, and he's actually good at what he does. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And he's good because he works hard.
Yes, exactly. And I try to tell people that too. Like, look, I'm not the most talented, most funniest dude out here, but I fucking work. And not only that, I'm easy to work with. So people fuck with me. They hit me up for shit, you know? I think a lot of people get out here and they feel like they need to have this like persona, and they need to fucking feel like they are like big time and shit. But it's like, hey, bro, if you just calm down, people will actually want to work with you. And they'll hit you up. Like that whole thing about it has a lot to do with who you know and instead of who you know and not who you, whatever the fuck. But
it's what you have sex with and not have sex
with. It's who you fuck, yes, that gets you places and not your skill. Yes. And let me tell you, man, me and Batch, we have done some disgusting things
together
to get together. To get where we are, all right?
Yeah, I think like the funny thing about Batch is like sometimes he gets a lot of flack because I don't know. Maybe it's because he's so successful. People just wanted to see him fail really bad. There was a point where I remember like Black Twitter was ripping into this guy. And I'm like, what did he do to y'all?
Yeah.
Like, what did he do exactly? He's like, he's not funny. But I'm like, oh, he's on the path of Kevin Hart.
Well, they're a little mad. You know, early internet days were interesting. You know what I'm saying? And early TikTok days, Vine days. Mm-mm. It was very easy to... And even I would say early YouTube days, it was easy to go for the quick joke, the stereotypical shit, the racial shit. I think a lot of Black Twitter was mad at Batch's early Vines because it was very like fried chicken, watermelon,
that
shit. So they felt it was like super low hanging fruit, and they still hold that against him, or the woker side of Black Twitter will hold that against Batch to this day. But, you know...
And that's fair. I think that's fair. You know, you're allowed to have that opinion.
It was also like, you know, back then, early sketch days, a lot of what we were doing was just low-hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying? I think it was a generation of people that, like, it was like, oh, we have all these jokes that they're not really allowed to make on TV, and we're, like, being edgy by making these jokes and sketches and shit.
I mean, you know? I feel like right now, I feel like... a lot of like Black culture has moved away from that now. Now they're being a little, and I feel like Asian people are doing that right now, where it's all the low hanging like small dick Asian jokes. It's so prevalent right now, and I realized that too, because when I was younger, when I was like 16 and doing stand up, I used to do those jokes, and I think when I was like 18, it started to eat at me a little bit, because I'm not really like showing people these inside stuff. I'm pandering to an audience because I know they'll laugh at my culture, and I think a lot of Asian. Like I said this too, I was like, you know, by the way, every young Asian Instagram content, you don't have to dress like your mom every video. you don't have to.
Right.
You know, like I have no problems with accents or whatever. That stuff is all fucking hilarious because it's to our culture. Mm-hmm. We know what's up with this. But the people who are laughing the most are the ones who actually don't find you as an equal, you know.
And I have sketches that I've privated for the same reason, where back in the day, I felt like me highlighting the stereotypes and showing how ridiculous they were, I thought, I'm showing these stereotypes as silly, right? So there's a couple videos that I've privated. One was like a racist mealtime. It was a parody of Epic Mealtime, but it was like it's an Asian stereotype mealtime where I'm cooking like, I don't know, math books and dogs and shit, and like making a huge stereotype burrito. But then I look, and to me back then, I was like, oh yeah, I'm saying this is a stereotype. This is stupid. But now I look back now, I'm like, ugh, am I just giving people a reason to laugh at another dog eating joke? You feel me?
I mean, yeah, we always go through those type of stuff. Like there's this person that I saw, I don't know, I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but all this guy does is he does an Asian accent of an old Asian dad for every fucking video.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. And then that didn't work out, so he dressed up as an Asian mom. It's like, you're definitively, not even subjectively, not funny. Like, it's terrible. And then, you know, obviously when you see people do the same joke every time, first it's 1 million views. Next is 500,000. Then it's 12,000.
It's a little 10,000. Old, yeah.
Still doing the same videos. And kind of part of me is just like, it's not my responsibility, but I want to message this guy. It's like, hey, it's not working anymore. They laughed at you once, and they laughed at your culture. They're done with it. They moved on to something else. You got to stop. But, you know, whatever. You know, to each their fucking own. That's just my fucking opinion. But either way, Batch is great. His movies suck. But but I respect the fucking shit out of him. And he's not making these movies. He's just casting them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, and
Chipotle
Batch. Chipotle Batch. Chipotle is delicious.
Thank y'all for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Shot the Roxy.
I'm David So.
Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, rate it 5 stars, leave a comment on wherever you stream your podcast, and hey, we love you. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.